Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I have an incredible woman here with me today, my friend, Amber Lillestrom, who we met at a retreat, and it was just like instant love. And we have been, how long was that?
It was in February of this year. So
isn't it so funny when you meet people and you're like, no, yeah. I've known you lifetimes. There's no way I've only known you 6 months.
No, I felt that way when I met you. I was like, what? I feel like I've known you for a lifetime. Yeah.
Well, what you do, like sometimes at masterminds, you go around in the circle and you kind of say what it is that you do. And I'm like, where has Amber been all of my life? And you have been doing what you've been doing for 10 years, which I really admire. And I'm like, you have such a wealth of knowledge. I just want to get in there and like mine all of it.
Yeah, we're going to go there today. I'm really excited for this conversation. I feel like we're like the two that are just going to like rip all the veils back and all the things.
Yeah,
like, gloves are off. Let's go.
You do not mess around. You're like, that's BS. No, that's enough. Yeah. Which I love that. You just like cut through the noise. You're like, that's nonsense. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So tell us what it is that you do, how you got started.
Yeah. So, you know, in a nutty little shell, I'm a business mentor and a branding strategist. And I'm a podcaster. I'm a keynote speaker. I'm a mom of two amazing kids. I'm a wife to my best friend. I live in the woods of New Hampshire and
on a lake.
And I always say this to people, like, you can truly build a business anywhere, but the most important thing is that you just you go all the way. Like you do this. You do what Susie has done in
we're
your
in my
way.
Living room right now.
Yeah, we're in the living room with the disco balls in the kitchen. And I think like that piece right there is really what I try to hit on with my clients. But I also know it's the hardest thing because we've been taught and trained for so long in our lives to not be all us, mm-hmm. like to actually peel it back and to hide behind the veils. And so we can get into some of my story, but you know, for these last 10 years, I really understood the value of brand and the essence of a person, like really bringing that forth. And that's what actually makes a business win.
100%.
That's what makes an offer sell. That's what makes people want to stay around and grow with you. And so I'm just really obsessed with extracting those elements when I'm working with a person and then highlighting them and then helping them get just really concise about how they're going to create transformation for their people and the folks that they support.
Oh, I love branding work because it's basically like extracting the soul of the person and then putting it into a way that translates into the world.
Totally.
And I found that like once people, there's like all that once they hit that alignment, when it's like, that actually is her, that feels like her, that sounds like her, walks like her, talks like her, that is her, that when that meets the brands, they pop off.
Totally.
But until you're like truly in authenticity with your brand, but how do you get there?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the way you get there is by messing up a lot. I think like falling down a lot, having things just totally flop, feeling frustrated by watching other people pop off and being like, well, but why can't I? You know, like what's wrong with me? And that sort of feeling that a lot of us struggle with. And so I think that, you know, that practice in of itself of humaning, but also just staying with it, you know, like really staying with it. I always say if the dream is in you, it's for you. And I really believe that our dreams are a set of like secret directions that are trying to take us to where we're supposed to be going.
Whoa, repeat that to this camera.
Yeah. So our dreams are a set of secret directions that are there to help us figure out what the next step is and where to go. And the thing is that for most people, we feel like a crazy person, right? Because it's like, this is nuts. What do you mean
big.
Get a big screen in my living room and buy this like 80s mansion in the desert and then invite people to come to it and do all of these wild things? Like that on paper doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And my dreams have felt the same exact way. But what I've learned is following each little breadcrumb, saying yes to it, because here's the deal, and you guys are going to want to write this down. Yes unlocks how. Just feel that for a second. Yes unlocks how. And what you have to do is say yes to the next thing, even without knowing how it's going to happen. And don't you feel like this with your people, that the how is what stops them?
100%.
But how, Susie? But how, Susie? But how? And the only answer that I've ever found to actually work is saying yes to the next thing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The power in that right there. As you were talking, I know that what may have come up for some of the listeners is like, I have these big dreams and I actually want to say yes and I want to help, but there is maybe a partner that's like, because it makes literally no sense on paper, they're like, you can't, no, Yeah. What would you say to that difficult but very common situation?
It's really tricky, and my clients struggle with this all the time. And there are times where I just want to like go to their house and then tell that dude a story or two. I'll be totally honest. Yeah, I get protective of my sisters, but here's the reality. That's the person that you chose. And at least in this moment, and that's your teammate, and you're going to have to figure out how you're going to team together. And you know, sometimes the reality is it just ultimately things don't work out long distance if you're going to want to be all of who you are. And I'll just share fully transparently. I was married in my 20s to my college sweetheart, and we got divorced after a year, a little over a year. And it was really, really hard. I felt like the biggest failure on the planet. We just had this like amazing wedding. I loved him so much. But what I realized was the life that was going to unfold in that relationship was not going to allow me to be the fullest version of myself. And it was a really terrifying experience. And it was like the lowest of the low. I remember I moved myself out of our brand new house. We had cherry wood floors that I had picked out, like every doorknob I had chosen, the paint colors. We had this beautiful house. We just had this incredible wedding, and I loved him and his family, but I just knew I won't get to be who I'm supposed to be while I'm here if I stay in this relationship. And it was really hard. But ultimately it worked out for both of us in all of our different ways, in his career and the children that he has now and the children that I have in our life and all of that. And I've married my best friend and the person who is a lot like Todd, you know, who's like, oh, it's our family business. We're doing this together. We're growing what we're meant to grow together. And so I'm not saying divorce your partner, you know, I'm not saying that, but I'm also saying, you know, the team approach to me has to be central in a relationship. Yeah. That's my core belief. And if both team members aren't being represented, if both team members aren't having an opportunity to grow in the ways that they're here to grow, it's going to be difficult, you know?
That's what it is for me, is growth. I think that even in like having that difficult conversation with a partner of like, this is what I want, is like you hit that edge, you hit that resistance of like, but I don't see the possible, but I think that's going to cost money, but I think that's going to cost time. There's like, it's good when resistance comes up. It's good when there's a little bit of friction, because you're both going to be faced with an opportunity to either expand into that or to contract. But I think so many people are too scared to even
have the conversation,
approach it, because of the amount of resistance. But I would encourage them that like that resistance is good.
You know what Ben, my husband, says to me about this, because I've had him on the podcast and we've talked about it. I said, what do you say to the partners of the women that are asking, you know? And he said, you know, you need to take a look at what your story is about yourself.
Whoa.
Because you're needing to limit her from growing into her next chapter has more to do with you than it does with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Powerful perspective.
Powerful perspective. And to flip that for people listening that may be coaches like you and I are, something that I found helpful is like if I record a masterclass and they want to invest in me, I'm like, have them watch it.
Totally.
Like have them watch it.
I've said, come on a call.
Yes.
I said, bring your partner on the coaching call. I'm totally available for them to watch the recording back and to be there in the room. Like this is because again, if one partner on the team wants to grow, everybody benefits. So in 2017, I left my corporate career in 2014 and launched the business. Naptime Hustle, my daughter's over there right now while we're recording this. She's 10, so this is 10 years ago-ish. And she, I grew this thing with the vision of retiring Ben from his police career because I wanted to do this as a family. I wanted to do this together. And in 2017, we retired him. He retired from his police career.
Yay!
And now, you know, so he's been home. He's launched a podcast production company that he does. He's with our son right now, who's 1.5. We travel and do these things together. He's gotten to do lots of ultra marathons. He's into that stuff. And so it's like, his dreams and who he has just blossomed.
Totally.
Because I said yes to mine. And it's the thing is that our dreams are never, ever just about us.
And our dreams are really rarely ever stagnant.
Right.
Like they change. They keep evolving as we evolve and grow. And I think anyone, it's just such a brave pursuit. And what I found, at least with Todd over there, is that like the more that I pursue something, like you said, as a team, the stronger our marriage gets.
Yes.
Once we push through that resistance and figure out what it means, what's coming up for us, what we need to heal, what like that is shining a spotlight on, that it just gets better and better and better and stronger. So to those women who are hearing this, like, I have the dreams. I want to say yes, but I feel like I can't. have hard conversations, have a little patience, keep pushing, because something really juicy could be on the other side, right?
And it can benefit everybody in ways you couldn't possibly imagine. We bought our dream house on the lake. We added an addition on of the same size of it. We are building what I'm calling the tree house on our property right now, which is a space where Ben's going to have his like dream garage. He used to be a mechanic, so he's just like the guy who does everything. And so he's going to have space for all of his things and a gym we're putting in there. And then upstairs, I'm going to be hosting VIP vision sessions with, you know, my clients and with groups, small groups, and it looks out into the forest. And, you know, our business has done that, has made it possible to do all of those things. And it's like, again, it's your dream is not just about you. So you have to take it seriously because you just don't know what's going
to
come next.
We have to talk about your business and the beautiful way that you built it, because you are a rare unicorn. You're like, here's all the advice. I'm throwing that out the window and I'm going to actually do what feels good to me, even though I'm not seeing it modeled.
Right.
You guys know right now I'm so hot on high ticket and how the transformations that we can get are so big, because when people throw down their money, their hearts come with it.
Right.
When they throw down that much.
That's good.
And
that's
so good. I want to hear about that. Like, about the transformations that you have and like how you're doing it, because it's so rare.
Yeah. Well, I think let's take it all the way back. The first program that I ever participated in was game changing for me, but not just in the fact that I met amazing people in the space, that I learned some things from the trainings, but there was also a huge benefit from what wasn't good.
Yeah, totally.
And the ways that I was in there, and I remember being in this Facebook community with like thousands and thousands of people, and then watching people kind of flounder and then just feeling really bad, because they were saying like, I thought we were going to learn how to figure out what our thing was. And that's the thing I was struggling with too. I couldn't figure out how to go from being one of the top sport marketing professionals in the country to like having a coaching business. I just thought, how are these things going to translate? And everybody was looking at me, my friends and stuff, like, well, you know, branding and marketing. I'm like, yeah, but it's not one-to-one here. Like, it's not exactly the same. And so I felt very insecure about going from having this big job to then coming over and building this thing from scratch. It was like name on the door in the box now. And I'm just like,
what
hi.
Do?
I remember I started my business called myself the Brand Love Coach. And I would always go like this. So there's like picture and it's like, it's time to love your brand.
She has her heart, like her hands are making this like cute heart.
Yeah.
It's time to love your brand.
That's what my tagline was.
Dead.
It was so cute. It was so cute. And then maybe like 3 months in, I thought, this is dumb. I just want to be Amber Liljestrom. And so I made this change, but I was so nervous because I was afraid of what my coworkers were going to think. Like, who does she think she is? Amber Liljestrom? And then I realized like,
who you think you are? Your own self.
Myself.
That's hilarious.
I literally really struggled with that. It was like a real thing. And so anyway, I launched this business. I'm in this group. I'm watching people flounder. I'm thinking to myself, y'all promised support, like you're going to show up and help, but you're literally not at all. And then I was watching all these other alums in the group sort of like poach the people to like get them to be. So I just thought, this is interesting and I want to do this differently. And so I knew one-to-one coaching was going to be my way to learn, improve my craft, and also make money in a sort of like consistent, solid way that it was a little bit more reliable. And I knew that I could create a really big impact with people individually. I wasn't trained yet at the group thing, but I launched this little group program. It was called the Brand Love Bestie Tribe, just for the record. That's what it was called, the Besties, Brand Love Besties. And I don't know what the price point on it was. It wasn't crazy, but it was the beginning of this model that I have in my program called Ignite Your Business Today. That program has iterated about 4, 5, 6 times to become what it is today. But the heartbeat of it was, you're going to be in this group and you're going to be seen and you're going to be known. And we're going to have regular conversations. And when you post something in the comments and you need help, whether it's at midnight or whenever, like someone's going to respond to you. Like, we're actually going to help you, because what the heck? Like, why would we have you come into a group program and then not get the support that you actually need? And that's what I was seeing everywhere. People would come to me, they'd get on a sales call and they'd say, well, I did this and I worked with this person, I did this, but it's just like nothing. I just haven't had any change. Everything's the same.
I just think it's so cool. So what you do in your program is they come in and then they're there for as long as they, for like years if they need to be.
So that's what Ignite Your Business is now. Yeah. So it's an evergreen program because for a lot of reasons, it's intelligent for me. I'm not like the queen of launching. It gets me, I'm an Enneagram 9.
What I love
about, I get tired doing that.
What I love actually about the way that you're building your business, and I'm sure you're going to go into this,
yeah,
is like we all have our different energy types, right? I'm an Enneagram 7. I'm a manifester. I sustain how my energy works is like massive bursts.
Right.
And then I'm done for.
And you're
like
out.
I'm out. Like,
right.
I could never sustain the type of program and longevity that you do. Mm-hmm. But you're like, this is my jam. This is what I'm craving. This is what lights me up. So as you're thinking through, anyone listening, as they're thinking through their offer, when you're looking at other people and you're like, I should do it that way because she does it that way, or I should do it her way, like you have your own way that, like, once you find the flow with what works best for your energy and what support you really can give people and in the time frames, like, keep fighting until you find what feels the actual best for you, and don't just go modeling someone, right? That
totally,
that, like, you don't have that energy type. You wish you did. I wish I was a generator. Yeah. I don't have that in me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, like, we're going to iterate multiple times to kind of get to it.
Totally.
And I frankly felt kind of like a weirdo with the way my model is, and people saying, like, why are you doing that? That's not smart. It's bad business. And I would think, I don't know. My numbers seem to reveal something different. I don't think it's bad business. I'm hitting my numbers. I'm exceeding our revenue goals. Like, we're doing really well. And I work less than 15 sometimes hours a week, you know, max would be 20 hours a week. And I'm with my kids and I have Mondays and Fridays
and
we
homeschool.
Right. It's our 10-year-old. And so I've set this up to work for my life. And yes, I am a generator with sacral authority. I'm a responder. I know these things about myself. I was a Division I athlete. Like, I have the ability to just, like, perform and to show up for things. And if I'm excited about something, I will have the energy for it no matter how tired I am.
Totally.
And so with Ignite, we've built it in this model where there's ongoing support, and I do Spark sessions twice a month where we get in, we do hot seat coaching with whoever wants to be coached. And I stay on there as long as I can till I have to, like, go to pick up from where, you know, she goes to nature school 3 days a week. So, which is pretty sweet. So she's
magical.
In the forest, learning how to light fires, and it's really cool. So she goes to nature school, so we have to go pick up. I'm like, all right guys, I gotta go get my kid. And it's real like that.
And we got so masculine in our tactics, in our, like, calls are this much, they're come here, this is exactly what we do. And, like, that's not how, like, feminine flow works.
No.
Like,
and
we're gonna get on.
But also,
and,
like, let's remember who we're coaching.
Yeah.
People who have hearts and souls and dreams and families, mm-hmm. and things that they legitimately need their business to work. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, what's the most effective way? Like, let me just throw a bunch of videos at you.
Yeah.
No, like, tell me, Susie, what is going on right now? Like, what's happening? And because I'm also really, really intuitive and I've been doing this a long time, like, I can hear underneath, like, what's actually going on. And I know how to ask the questions to kind of get right to the heartbeat of it and create transformation fast, to get them in a different direction.
And I feel like that's a good thing, that the more you guys that are maybe just starting out, that skill also comes with more reps. Like, try, get people in there for longer. You're only going to get so many reps if you're like, my program is 4 weeks or 6 weeks or even 12 weeks.
Right.
So
right.
Like, get the reps that you need to hone and sharpen your skills, because then when you do, your business becomes unstoppable because you're actually getting transformations for the people.
And you kind of stop making it about you, the parts of you that are worried, like, am I doing this right? And is this good? Mm-hmm. You just become really passionate about helping the people that are in front of you. And I have such a heart for them, because I really think most of our clients are like some iteration of a former version of us. Mm-hmm. And so I know what it feels like to sit in that chair and be so confused and so overwhelmed. And like, I was like up all night trying to figure out my automation sequence, and like, the stupid thing's broken, and do I even need this? And what's my freebie name, and all these things. And then it's like really bottom lining with them, because there actually aren't universal answers on these things.
Nope.
Like, not everybody needs the same things. And so I like to really witness a person and listen to what their vision is, what they actually want to create, what's getting in the way of it, and then helping them make a plan to move the needle forward in their own respective way.
If you're thinking of starting your own coaching thing, what she just lined out, like, if you do that, you're going to be golden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of forcing your model onto them, listen, witness, see what they need, be intuitive about their, and honor their way as well as the one that you can help with.
And you know, the other thing that's interesting is when you have a group program where it's not like ego driven, it's not like, oh, look at me kind of energy. Sometimes I don't know the answer. And so then I can say, oh, hey, Anna, you know, because I know that she works with corporate clients, what do you think about that? And I can tag in the other members to offer insights. I can tag in a team member, because the global goal is to help people move the needle forward and to feel supported. And so it's like this very beautiful energy. And, you know, I was saying this to you before we hit record today, these clients are the first people in line to come to Ignite Your Business Live Retreat. They're the first people in line to want to join my Elevate Mentorship Mastermind container. They're the first people in line to come on my free masterclasses. And then I start talking about Ignite and celebrating the people in the room. And they're like, Ignite is the most amazing thing ever. It's worth more than the $15,000 mastermind I did. You have to join Ignite. And then like the thing ends and my team's like, that was crazy. And then people join because the members are helping sell it live while I'm teaching.
Yeah. And it's just because I think it's because at the core, you're helping people.
Yes.
I've said this before, Marianne Williams says it, like, make love the bottom line.
Yes.
And once you do make love the bottom line, how you can really help spread love and help where you are uniquely equipped to do, your business cannot help but grow.
It's the truth.
And I think what you said before was also so impactful. It was like ego-driven businesses. Like those are just on a road to like eventual crash. But this other way, like helping, sticking with people till they get the transformation.
Not making them wrong for struggling.
Yeah.
It's the other thing. You know, it's like we all learn differently. We think differently. We have different experiences. Mm-hmm. I had a client recently who came on and she was having a really hard time and she would not stop talking. And it was tricky. I mean, like I could feel people were uncomfortable and I had to like mute her for a second. And then I said to her, I said, listen, you're telling stories to justify why you're here sharing. And I've been that person and I really understand that, but it's not helping you do the thing you want to do right now. And so let's try this a different way. And we did like a little strategy and she like calmed down on it. But the thing is she felt witnessed and she felt seen and heard and she knew she was doing that. But it's like, she almost couldn't stop herself.
Yeah.
And so then at the end, I got an email from her. It was like a book of just gratitude of like, thank you so much for doing that with me and holding with me. And it's like, man, we're all doing the best we can out here. And then you throw in trying to like build these businesses and how challenging it can be from like every single angle of like feeling nervous and like, oh, do I need to get Botox? Like I'm on camera all the time. Like what does my accent sound like? I mean, I've heard it all.
Yep.
And so to me, it's like compassion and deep care are the two most important ingredients, I think, in a coaching business. And then building from there, money is just a byproduct of alignment. Mm. And when you're in and on your purpose and you're serving from that place of trying to really help people get the transformation they're after, you know, it gets so easy because it is that simple.
And then it feels so good. Like you as the coach, you're like, I did it.
Right.
Like that was that kid that was like always doing things and then quitting them. I was like, I did soccer and then jump rope and then dance and then just like, but it's also an Enneagram 7 thing. Had to try all of it. But to able to, the trust you get in yourself as you build that skill of like, we did what we said we were going to do feels like this podcast is called Your Business Will Heal You. And like the more you actually help people becomes a mirror of like, oh my gosh, in doing that, you're actually just helping yourself.
Yeah. Because at the core, it's about congruence. And so if you are in congruence, coherence, it's just about alignment, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, that feeling when you're like listening to somebody pitch something and you maybe have like met them in real life and you go, I don't know, like something just feels, and it's not like a mean, you're not being mean or something, but just something feels like a little off and you just can't like land the plane on it. I've had that feeling before. And to me, I think the biggest thing is like, it's hard to read the label from inside the jar.
Totally.
So getting really good feedback from friends and colleagues and people and clients and like allowing yourself to really like look at what they're saying. People always say to me, what I love so much about you is you're so real. And I used to think like, that's either a really great thing or it's like, oh God, do I have food in my teeth? I'm real, real, you know? Yes. Like, I'm not sure how much of a compliment that is, but I'm just going to go with it. But at the end of it, the only thing I know how to do is be myself. It's it. That's the only thing I know how to do. And so my mission is just to say thank you when somebody says that and just receive it as a compliment and then hopefully be a mirror for what's possible for them. Because I think we have a lot of like rules of engagement and sort of things we put in the way about like my content has to be like this and it has to sound like this and I gotta,
and it's like all away.
Just pull it back. People just want to see you and feel you and feel like they're less alone by getting to witness the realness.
And then I also think they want the mirror that you are to them.
Yeah.
And so I think that when we like don't show up on social media, we don't because we're like, I'm scared to put myself out there, that what we're actually doing is robbing the people of being able to see themselves in us.
Yep.
And so like we push through that discomfort for someone else on the other side. And when you like, the more like confident we get, the more work we do, the more healed we are, it feels like we get to be clearer and clearer and clearer mirrors for people. Mm-hmm. And the work goes even better and better and better. But when you're first starting out and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm nervous. This all feels uncomfortable. What advice do you have for those people?
I mean, I think get support. I think be in a community space where you are not alone because you will. I mean, I honestly have said this to clients in the past that maybe were just doing one-to-one mentorship with me. I've said, this is great, but I really need you to get over and ignite because I need you to be in a room seeing what other people are struggling with to realize that your problems are the least original thing about you.
It's
like
so true.
Your worries about yourself and you know, you're in an echo chamber right now, babe. And so over here, you're going to actually realize how far along you are and be able to actually offer some advice and support to the other women
100%.
In the space.
Well, actually we met at Kathy Heller's mastermind. I said it was retreat. It was that mastermind. And even just you are able to go around and hear what other people are saying. And you're like, oh yeah, that's me. I see where I do that too. And it's so easy to see in other people.
Yeah.
But we can't see it in ourselves. Like you said, we can't read the label from inside the jar.
Right. Right. And so I think being in community, I think that's the first thing, because also you're going to tap into this network of people who have gone through some of these same things. And they're just going to help you do it so much faster.
Totally.
And so it's just an intelligent thing to do. And I've been in masterminds throughout my entire career on and off, you know, and now I'm not really in any masterminds, but I just have all these amazing friends that I've met over all these years. So I can just be like, Susie, what the hell? I don't help me with this,
that's
you know,
the best.
And, you know, and you earn that, like you really have to earn that by being consistent and being real and showing up and doing the same thing for other people. And it's a real privilege and honor, you know, to sit in this chair and to be in relationships that can develop like that over time, you know, with congruence.
And you earn that.
You earn that.
You earn that.
You earn that. But the only way you do is by getting in rooms, by getting on some planes, by having those coffee chats and showing up for those things, by sending the DMs and not expecting there to be a response, like by putting in the reps over and over and over and over again. And the way you put in the reps, and I think this is the thing, I think a lot of the women that I see out there are like waiting for this perfect equation to know when to take the next step. And the people that win over and over again are the ones who just go, yep, I'm doing a post every day. Yep, I'm going to do a podcast even if there's two people listening to it. Yep, I'm going to launch the thing and I'm going to host the masterclass even if no one shows up. I'm just going to record it.
Yep.
And, you know, we all started. I had 7 subscribers when I first began. It was me 4 times. It was my mom, my husband, and my best friend. Those were my first 7 subscribers. Like, that was it. And I was sending emails out to the 7 people on my MailChimp list. And that's where it began.
And that's where it began. And you heard like where this has grown for her, where this has grown for her family.
Yeah.
And I've got to ask you, because I have to ask this to everyone. How has growing this beautiful business healed you?
Oh, I mean, in every possible way. I mean, if I go right to the real story, the deepest story, I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. And my mom had a business. She was an amazing entrepreneur, photographer. She had an agency like back in the 80s. And she ended up selling her business because of what happened to me. And I remember for the longest time, she would tell me this throughout the years that, you know, like, I gave up my business for you. I carried that as like this painful weight and stone of like, it was my fault. Like, I just, as a survivor, that you can feel that way. It was my fault. And mom gave up her passion. She never picked her camera up again. Like, that's one version of the story. And I really lived that story for
years,
up until my 30s, probably. And through all of the healing and all of it, right, I launched my business. And why did I launch my business? Well, A, because I wanted to be home with my daughter. So my business is 10, my daughter is 10. And 2, I also wanted this feeling of like almost redemption for my mom in some ways, to show her like, I'm okay. You know, like, I'm okay. And here we are. And like, cry, like, you taught me this, like, you know, you made the right choice. Like, you made the right choice a million times over, 'cause I'm okay. Like, I'm so okay. I'm like so incredibly okay. I've done so much work on this and I'm so liberated, and I help so many women who are ulcer survivors, like, to turn their stories around and live into the triumph of it. But I'm like, Mom, like, look at the victory. Like, we're here, you know, and with your granddaughter, and like, she's getting on the planes with me and getting to watch and live in the, be in the room. Like, I was recording at Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi's studio yesterday. My daughter was there with a front row seat watching her mom tell her story. And then we went to the zoo and we learned about African bullfrogs, you know, like, this is like the life that we're living. And so the healing, is so cellular and so deep, and it just touches generations. And my daughter only knows the life of having a mother who has her own business. And it's like, my mom had to like sacrifice some things, you know, like, it was really hard, but I wouldn't be doing this, you know, if she hadn't done what she did. So, yeah.
That makes me cry too. The words like healing generations.
Yeah.
I feel like there is so much in my business that reaches back into my family line and forward. And while for me, there's been a lot of resistance around having a business, I'm like the first woman in my family to have like the solo thing happening. And like some of the pain and the resistance and the things we're pushing through, but like for this generational work.
Yes.
It's generational healing. And I anyone that is listening that thinks that that is BS, go ask any female business owner that same question. How has your business healed you? And then after hearing the response, then like, you tell me, like, should you go all in on this thing? Because money, sure, great. But the healing that happens, the human being that you become, is worth every bit of pain along the way.
Yeah. And we get to share that with these other women and hold with them in these really hard times. And it is a huge privilege and honor to get to sit in this role and to, you know, I say to my clients often, you know, I know more than most people in your personal life about you and about, you know, what your dreams are and what you hold. And I don't take that lightly. I think it's a big deal. And I am your biggest hype woman and cheerleader. And I'm also the person that's going to really hold the line so that you can be accountable to yourself and to your dream, because your dream is not just about you.
Oh, it's not just about you. I just like, I hope that people will hear that. I hope they will take so many pieces of this juicy and amazing conversation. Amber, you are literally such a gift. Okay, that nugget, I want to repeat it one more time. The how is revealed by the yes.
Yes unlocks how.
Yes unlocks how. Keep going, you guys. Keep doing it. Thank you so much for being here. Where can they find you?
Oh, yeah. I'm on Amber Liljestrom on Instagram, at Amber Liljestrom. My website's amberliljestrom.com if you want to learn about Ignite Your Business and my mastermind, all the things. And then my podcast, which Susie has been on, which is an awesome conversation. It's called Ignite Your Dream.
Thank you for coming. Bye, guys.